Hi, this is Pastor Mike Shingler from Hope Presbyterian Church in Syracuse, and I'm your pastor for the day. I don't know about you, but I like to work out. Or maybe it's more accurate to say, I like how it feels to have worked out. In any case, health and fitness is something that I've paid more attention to in recent years. And that seems to be a general trend, that a lot more folks are hitting the gym or treadmill or some other kind of exercise. And that's probably a good thing. There's wisdom in trying to take care of our bodies and be healthy. But it's also very important that we view our exercise and fitness, like everything else in life, in the perspective of the gospel and eternity. Paul gives just this advice to Timothy in 1 Timothy 4, 7, and 8, where he says, "Train yourself for godliness, for while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come." Paul acknowledges that there is benefit to bodily training, physical exercise. But there's a more important and valuable kind of training, and that is the training for godliness. It is more valuable because its benefits will far outlast any benefit we get from training our bodies. This training has the promise of benefit for eternity. Now, the modern emphasis on health and fitness is good and helpful to a degree, but the most it can offer is possibly a longer and more enjoyable life in this world. And let's be honest, apart from the hope of the gospel, what else is there? A worldly outlook puts great emphasis on getting the most and the best out of this present life. Yet all that exercise and health food in the world can't give a person eternal life. Our time in this world is short. Fitness gurus die sooner or later, the same as unhealthy people. But as Christians, we are called to have a heavenly, eternal perspective on all things. And Paul reminds us here that we must be, quote, training for godliness. And this is more important and more valuable than bodily exercise. So how does one train for godliness? Well, we use the means of grace that God has provided us, particularly the Word of God and prayer. Training for godliness means we're exercising faith in Christ by reading and hearing His Word and applying it to our lives. We will find in His Word promises that call us to hope and trust in Him through trials and tribulations. We find there commands that call us to lay aside sinful ways and to adopt godly attitudes and practices. His Word calls us to resist the world and the inclinations of our flesh and to put on Jesus Christ. In prayer, we draw near to God and express our praise and thanksgiving along with our confession of sin. We recognize our complete dependence on the Lord and seek His strength and wisdom that we might live for Him and serve Him daily. As we do this, prayer turns our hearts and our thoughts heavenward, where we find our true life in Jesus Christ. It helps to train us, to exercise us in godliness. All of this is spiritual training. It is exercising faith in the Lord and in His Word, so that we are then spiritually strengthened and we're able to grow in true godliness. This training is a training that's truly beneficial, not only for the present life, but for the life to come. It is training in the light of eternity. This is Pastor Mike Shingler of Hope Presbyterian Church in Syracuse, your pastor for the day. May you have a blessed day in the Lord Jesus Christ.